Hi and welcome to Align, the podcast for reprogramming your mind for inner peace and happiness. My name is Charlotte Thibault and I am your host. Enjoy this podcast and share it with anyone you think would benefit from it. Welcome to episode 12 of Align, the podcast for reprogramming your mind. So today I want to talk about how to connect with your soul people, how to connect and find the people that are vibrating on the same frequency as you, and how to energetically align yourself with the thinking and perception of matching the vibration of those people. So how can you attract those people into your life? How can you make meaningful friendships and meet people that you can do things with that you actually like and talk about things that you actually want to talk about? Ironically, I am currently studying digital marketing and corporate communication. And what I have noticed through using social media extensively is that I can find all these amazing people that feel like soul family to me online, that feel like they are talking about the same things that I talk about, that they are interested in the same things, that they believe in the same things, that they have the same outlook in life. And I get a lot of energy from kind of reading their content, watching their content. And a lot of people interact with me on social media also about these topics, and often send me direct messages or messages about content that I create. But then I was thinking that, well, digital is amazing and I love social media for connecting with people and to understand that there are more people like me out there, and that is amazing and inspiring and motivating to see. But how do we create actual meaningful communities offline? How do we create human interaction that's meaningful offline, like in our real lives? How can we use social media to create offline interactions and offline communities? Which led me to this podcast. I moved to another city in Finland, a smaller city that's about 3 hours from the capital, Helsinki. And it's a student city. There are universities here and a lot of students. So I moved to the city, and I have to say that it was difficult to come here first because I felt like there were not that many people that were vibrating on the same frequency as me or were having the same beliefs as me. And I felt lonely when I came here. I didn't know a single soul. And that's when I had to kind of reprogram my mind and see it kind of as a project and purpose of, okay, how do you actually build meaningful relationships in a new place that you're in? How do you create a sense of belonging and a sense of home? And I'm basing this particular experiment of mine based on being a spiritually awake soul slash human being slash whatever you want to call yourself, and moving into a place where you feel like that's not the norm, or that's not what people talk about openly or in small talk, or that's not the first thing that you talk about, which for me is very normal. But I understand that in the human world we live in, it might not be but at least not in that place. I can't really speak for other places I haven't been to. So it leads me to this podcast. First thing that I learned is, do not try to be liked at all costs. So do not mold yourself in order to fit in. Okay, I know it sounds really obvious, but for me it was a big thing because I used to be a people pleaser and I wanted to be liked by everybody, and my sense of self and my self-worth always depended on what people think of me. So I have evolved in that issue, but still I had to remind myself that you don't have to try to be liked. You don't have to pretend to be interested in talking about things that you're not interested in. And I don't have to try to make small talk that I don't find meaningful. And I don't have to close myself or not be vulnerable or not speak up just because I think people will look at me weirdly. I do know and have noticed that some opinions I might have on things, especially in the university educational kind of world, might seem a little bit alternative or too deep or too heartfelt or too sensitive or too whatever. But if I don't show up as who I am, if I don't show my authentic self, then how can I attract my tribe? Because when somebody speaks up in class and talks about something that's meaningful to me or interests me, and they're making themselves vulnerable in a way, then I immediately notice that, okay, that's my kind of person, right? So if I don't do that, then how will people recognize me? How will people recognize me for who I am and my authentic, vulnerable self? So that's number one for me. Just be your authentic self, and the people that match with the frequency of your authentic self will find you. If you try to fake it, if you try to be someone else, you will match people that will like you for that fake version of you. Okay, which brings me to number two, to be patient. Even if you feel like, okay, I'm opening myself and I'm being who I am, but people don't seem to like that version of me, or people don't seem to vibrate with that version of me, just be patient. When you constantly put out your confident vibe and you believe in yourself and you love yourself in a way where it's more important for you to be yourself than to be liked, both would be amazing, obviously, then people will find their way to you. People will actually find their authenticity through your authenticity, if that makes sense. Also, be patient if you don't feel connected with people straight away, which is also a big thing, for I know that many spiritually aware people, or people that are into self-development or are interested in any area of your life, when they feel like, and or when we feel, I have also done this, we judge people when they say something wrong, or they say something that we think is wrong and doesn't fit the picture of our beliefs. So if someone says something that goes against your belief, you immediately kind of scratch them out of your friendship list and think like, okay, that person is out, that person is out, that's not my kind of person. Give people time. I have also, and the benefit of a doubt, and be not non-judgmental. I have noticed that my best friends in life, and that I feel connected to on a spiritual level, I have built those relationships up over time. One example I can give you is my friend Laura, who I lived with in Colombia. I moved into an apartment with, I think there were 8 people that I didn't know. And Laura was the other girl in the house, and everybody else was a guy or men, if I remember correctly. And I could clearly sense that Laura didn't really like me, and well, I was insecure. When somebody didn't like me, then I just was insecure and was hiding from them. And maybe I didn't like her either, I don't remember. But anyways, it took us, I don't know, I think I have to ask Laura on this, but I think 6 to 8 months to become close friends or friends at all. And now I count her into my best friends, and she is amazing, and we connect on so many different levels, even though she lives in Germany and I live in Finland. So that's one example. So give people time and be non-judgmental. But I also think that you don't need to force friendships, which brings me to And number four, like, you don't have to force friendships. It's better to spend time alone than to fill that emptiness you feel or to fill that loneliness with seeing people that you don't connect with. Not everybody is a soul friend. Not everybody is meant to be a person that you spend time with. They will find other people that they connect with on other levels, and you will find people that you connect. So don't spend time with people where you feel like you're just talking about this and that, and you kind of felt like both of you wasted your time and you didn't really find a connection or anything that gave you true energy. So that would be my fourth thing, to not force friends or force relationships for that matter, just to fill an emptiness and a loneliness. Then number five, which I did when I came here and I felt like I couldn't find people to connect with, was to get clear on my goals, what I want in life, and what kind of people I want to be around. And this also sounds so obvious, but how many of us take the time to meditate on this, to write this down, to get crystal clear about it so that every single cell in our body knows what we stand for and what we want and what we're working towards and who we are, so that every person that comes into contact with us feels that and knows that, and that our energy is so kind of whole and stable and full of love and good energy that people will feel that when they meet us, and they will know, oh, she likes this and she's this kind of person and I like that or I don't like that. Like, how many of us really do that? How many of us spend time loving ourselves to a level where we get brutally honest with ourselves? So one day on Instagram, in my Instagram story, I shared about my super simple drawing tool that I used to draw the three main goals in my life, and you can have more. So I drew the three main goals in my life, and I got brutally honest with myself of what I really want, and I became shocked because I was like, okay, these are the goals I want, and where am I actually now, and what am I putting my energy into? And I started to, so I put the three goals in the right left corner of the paper, and then I started in the left bottom corner stating where I'm at right now related to those goals. And I noticed that I was fueling or putting a lot of energy into things that had nothing to do with those goals. Like, I was not working towards those goals in any way, and I wasn't even clear on what kind of people I wanted to have in my life and in my journey for those things to come true, what kind of people I wanted to help, who I wanted to have with me, who I wanted to bond with, who I wanted to be in my community and the closest people around me. So I got super clear on my goals and where I'm at right now and what my next steps are. And as soon as I did that, I don't know why or how, but everything just shifted with the power of intention, and it became so, so clear. If you want, like, you can literally draw this yourself. If you want the template for it, you can direct message me your email. I will send it to you, or sign up for my newsletters. You will get it. On my website, you can sign up for my newsletter. But that's it. I just became crystal clear on what I wanted, and then everything else was easy after that. All decisions after that were easy, and what kind of people I wanted to be around. And one of the steps one of my actual goals was a community of goal-driven people that want to create more meaning in this world. So then I was thinking, okay, am I actively actually trying to build a community of goal-driven people? Am I participating in a community of goal-driven people that want to create more meaning in this world and help solve some issue that I want to solve in this world? And then I was thinking, okay, well, I am part of some online communities that do this and inspire each other to do this. I am creating my own kind of platforms, but in real life, and emphasis is on real life, because for my personal well-being, and I believe for the well-being of all people, but everybody can decide for themselves, human interaction is king. So I want to create real life communities, not online communities, that promote just people that are feel like they have a purpose and meaning in this world and want to work towards the same goal and want to express their creativity and their calling. So I was, that got me thinking, and immediately it was crystal clear to me what I had to do. And it wasn't just practical. I used my intuition. I just somehow was like, okay, I should open Facebook. I don't even use Facebook anymore, really. So I just opened Facebook and I typed in Jyväskylä, the city where I'm in right now. And as soon as I typed that in, there came different, different events that are happening in this city. And I don't know how I didn't think of doing that before, but anyways, after I got crystal clear, I felt like, okay, go on Facebook, look for events. So I looked for events, I scrolled through the events, and the only one that caught my attention was this volunteer event at this multicultural center that is here. I never knew that there was a multicultural center here. I didn't know what they were doing. So, and I was like, okay, I gotta go there. I didn't even think about it any further. And I messaged them straight away and they answered quickly. And I went there the next day to go to a meeting with the lady to talk about volunteering for them and having my projects there and working on meaningful things, which part of, for me, meaningful things is creating offline communities, like I said. And they are offline communities that do meaningful work through bringing people together, helping people get education and information, how to basically feel at home here in the city, and just also promoting diversity. And so I went there and I went to have the meeting, and I opened the door and stepped into the building. And you know the story if you have followed me on Instagram, but I step into the door and this woman asked me, are you coming to the Move It event? And I said, no, I'm actually going to talk about being a volunteer at the Multicultural Center. And the woman said, oh, okay. And I asked her, well, what's the Move It event? And she said, it's a Latin American dance project or dance event where we're just going to dance together as a community. But the teacher didn't show up, so the event is not going to happen. And I just casually mentioned that, well, if the teacher is not coming, then I can do it because I can do basic Latin dances and I love to dance and connect with people in that way, which was, by the way, one of my other goals. So I walk in there and she asked me that, and straight away she lights up and says, thank you so much. Can you start straight away? The event is starting now. We're so happy. You're a gift from heaven. And I was just thinking to myself, well, if she only knew that she was a gift from heaven and I asked for this and I just wrote this down on my goal list. And so that was something that I can't even explain. A very special synchronized moment where I felt, okay, I remember now what it feels like to be in sync and to create in sync with the universe. And so I gave the most beautiful 30-minute dance class dance off with people, connected with people. It was so amazing. I don't think I've ever taught dancing in a way where people were actually clapping and excited and showing their emotions as much as with them, and just seeing them so happy and so free and connected to their bodies and to each other made me extremely happy and made me feel like this is community. People not even knowing each other, I don't knowing them, they don't knowing me, and spending 30 minutes of feeling free and laughing, connected and happy together. So that was something that I found miraculous after setting my intentions and writing down my goals, which is actually normal, and which is I have proven to myself that it's normal when you set those intentions. But still, when I'm out of sync, it doesn't feel normal. And then when I am in sync and those things happen, it still shocks me and still feels like this overwhelming feeling of gratitude and surprise that things just work like that. Anyways, so that happened, and fast forward, I started volunteering at the center now. And well, there are a lot of good things that came out of it, and I have only been there like 3-4 times now. And I actually made another Soul Tribe friend there that I connected with immediately, and the things we had in common were a ridiculous amount. And after half an hour of talking, I just felt so connected to her that I could say exactly how I would say things and explain things in my spiritual, sensitive, empathic, energetic kind of way. She gets it, she gets the language, she talks the same language, and you just feel like home. You don't feel like you're an outsider or that you are weird for being connected to your spirituality in this world. And I don't even know how to explain this to you, but this is what I wish, and this is what I wished for, and this is what I wish for every single person on this earth, that you find people that you connect with in a meaningful way and that you trust. That there are so many people that feel lonely on this planet, and so many of us try to fill that emptiness by finding those communities online, which is amazing that that exists. I wouldn't be studying this if I didn't believe in the power of online communities, but I would like to see the online world being used for creating more offline human connection. And obviously, online human connection is also amazing, but I still feel like we all need offline human connection. And that is what I wish for you, and for you to find the people that you can speak your language with. And I don't mean your language as in Spanish, Italian, German, or so for any other language. I mean the language of your soul and the things that you are interested with, the people that you can just vibe with on a level where you feel energized and that they're pushing you forward and you are pushing them forward. And yeah, that was kind of what I did and what I'm still doing to try to energetically align myself with my soul tribe. And the last thing I'm going to mention, which is a huge part, I believe, of attracting the people that you are yearning to meet, is visualizing and meditating. So visualizing what it would feel like to actually spend time with your soul tribe. What would it feel like to bond with friends and people that are vibrating on the same frequency with you? What would it feel like to do things that you like with them? What would you share with them? What would you spend time with doing with them? What would you create with them? What kind of projects would you start with them? I, for example, just started... I was visualizing every day, and I still do, what it feels like to spend time with those people. And what I pictured was basically a lot of dancing together, making dancing movies or videos just for fun, making choreographies where you mix all kinds of styles of dancing like Afro and Latin and all kinds of other genres, and just bonding in a dancing kind of way. I was also picturing making a lot of different video making, of storytelling, of making poems, of making music, of making songs, of singing, of just writing, of making different kind of projects, of creating events, of creating Afro-Latin events, of creating communities that bring people together from all over the world, or people with different backgrounds, of helping youth tell their stories and express themselves creatively, of just different kind of things. And I pictured them in detail and what it would feel like and the excitement that I would feel of connecting with those people that want to do things in this life, that want to change something in this world, and I believe that they can. So I hope that this podcast inspired you in some way to align yourself with what you really want, who you really are, so that you can connect with the people who are dying to meet you as well, and who feel the same kind of relief like I felt when I met my soul friend here in this new city. And yeah, just dare to be that person, and I promise you will in some way or another. And the other thing is, you don't need to know how, because it's impossible to know how you will meet these people. So don't get your head crazy about thinking about how you're going to meet them. Just do the things that inspire you constantly and work on your own energy, and they will show up in some way or another. Trust that the universe has its crazy ways. So just trust that, and trust that you will meet them, and they are also dying to meet you. So there is a quote by Rumi that you probably know: what you seek is seeking you. But in one short video, I explained what that actually means. So, or what, how I interpret it. I mean, it's up to every person how they see a quote. But I see it as in, so what I seek is seeking me. I seek meaningful friendships, and people seek me as a meaningful friend as well. So how do I energetically align with my highest self and the person that I want, the kind of person that I want to attract? How do I become that so that I can match the frequency of them vibrating with me? Because what I seek is seeking me, yes, but I cannot find them and they cannot find me if we're not vibrating on the level to our highest potential of what we want to be for each other, if that makes sense. Like, I had energetic work to do and being honest with myself about who I am and what I want in order for them to find me. So what you seek is seeking you. But when you try to go about it from a place of lack of, I don't have friends, I don't have meaningful friendships, I don't know anybody, I feel lonely, this is shit, I will never meet any people that I like, that's a sense of lack. That's you seeking forever. That's not you finding. You finding is, well, basically saying the quote as, what you will find you. So, or when you find yourself, the thing you are trying to find will find you, is just becoming that, already being that, and feeling as though it's already there. And that can be extremely hard, and I know that, but that's why we visualize, that's why we meditate, that's why we stay trusting and have faith in the universe that it will come, and I am already that, and I'm matching that frequency. And when you, it's kind of like a shift in your energy. I always feel like, okay, now I have it. I know when I am connected to that, and it's just a matter of a short time that it will come to me. And I knew that, and I felt that when asking for meaningful friendships. And when I shifted from, I'm so lonely and I will not find people that I like, and judging people and for not being good enough to be my friends, I'm shifting from that kind of mentality to a more loving perspective and not such an ego perspective, and being optimistic and trusting and knowing that, okay, when I raise my vibration, they will, that there's no way for the universe not to match me and pair me up with those people. So that's what I wanted to talk about in this episode, and hope for you to feel inspired to create meaningful offline communities. Get a group of people together, get involved in organizations, get involved in whatever is meaningful to you, but more importantly, shift your energy and your goals, and be brutally honest with yourself about what you really want and where you are related to those things. And be sure to set goals that are aligned with your soul and not just your ego, so your why is something meaningful to you and your why is something that you can connect with. Anyways, that's it for episode 12, I think it was. And if you have any questions or suggestions or have your own opinion on this topic, please direct message me or email me. I love to hear from people, and it's making my day literally when people tell me that they listen to my podcast and that it helped them out in some way, or they give me a suggestion about something, or give me a suggestion about topic they would like to hear. Because I make these podcasts obviously for myself, to express myself and to express my creativity, but also for people to get real value out of it, and for someone to feel like there's someone else out there who feels the same. So Please share this episode with anyone you think would benefit from this or needs to hear this. And let me know if you listen to it, subscribe to it. And I wish you a blessed day, and I wish you a blessed rest of the year with meeting lots and lots of your soul tribe. Love you. You just listened to episode 12 of my podcast, Aligned, Reprogramming Your Mind. Thank you for listening, and please remember to share this episode with anyone you think would benefit from it. And follow me on social media. Instagram is my favorite platform, so at Charlotte Thibault. And I am so happy about this exact episode because I had the blessing of getting my own personal podcast music for my podcast, which you just listened to. And that is made by Pana Sound, the most amazing studio in Norway, Oslo. Go follow them on their social media. They are making amazing music that I know you would love. So Pana Sound, P-A-N-A Sound.